Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Era baganda ba Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
Brethren of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Baganda ba kaddabi mu abana.
Brethren of the 24 elders.
Baganda b'ebiramu ebina.
Brethren of the four living creatures.
Baganda ba kerubi.
Brethren of the cherubims.
Baganda ba malaika abatukuvu.
Brethren of the holy angels.
Baganda ba batukuvu abali mu ggulu.
Brethren of the holy ones in heaven.
Twebaza Mukama atukunganyiza.
We thank God who has gathered
us. Yena maso mubuze ko muganda wo.
Move on to greet that your brethren.
Omubuulire ne baganda ba abalala abali mu butonde aboogerwako mu Baruumi essula ey'omunaana 18-22
omugambe
n'obutonde bonna bulijjo obadde bukulindiira ggwe omwana wa
Mukama
kubanga nabo buliva mu kuvunda ne buyingira mu kiba ky'abaana ba Katonda
ogambe
waliyo baganda bu bwakabaka
bw'emmunyeenyebaliyo
batendereza basinza Mukama bamuweereza
worshiping and serving God.
Omugambe n'ensolo ziryawo.
Tell them even animals are there.
Ezadde lya Mukama.
All they are the children of God.
Ensi n'okujjula kwayo.
For the earth and the fullness.
Yonna bya Mukama.
They are all of God.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Twebaza Mukama Katonda Kitaffe.
We thank God the Lord the Father.
Oyo asinzira waggulu eggulu lyonna.
He places above all the heavens.
N'alaba mu ggulu n'ensi.
And he sees through heavens and earth.
Era n'akola.
And he does.
Mu ggulu n'ensi.
Works in the heavens and
earth. Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Kubanga bwatu bwayogerwako.
But that's how he's spoken of.
Mu Efeso 4:6.
The Ephesians 4 verse 6.
Katonda omu.
That one God.
Kitaawe wa bonna.
Father of all.
Ali waggulu wa byonna.
Is above all.
Akora mu byonna.
Who works in all.
Era ayita mu byonna.
And he passed through all.
Kale ye waggulu w'eggulu.
Now there are above the heavens.
Kitaffe gy'asinziira.
The Father is where he bases.
N'atuukiriza Yobu 28.
And he fulfills Job chapter 28.
Verse 23-24.
Asinziira
eyo n'alaba mu ggulu lyonna n'ensi.
He bases there to see through all heavens and earth.
Era bw'asinziira eyo.
And when he bases there.
Agenda maaso okutuukiriza Yeremiya 23.
He moves on to fulfill Jeremiah 23.
23-25.
Verse 23-25.
Si Katonda
that is no God near.
Waliwo ayinza okumwekweka.
Is there anyone who can hide from him?
Tajule guru nensi.
Does he not fill heavens and
kali
earth?
Asinziriri waggulu we
guru. Now when he bases above the heavens.
Aye guru nensi lyo nalaba bulungi buli ekirimu.
Heavens and earth, he sees through everything there.
Tuva tumudize ekitiibwa n'ettendo.
That's why we give him back glory and honor.
Ekigambo ki?
Because of his words.
Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
Ata asinzira mu ggulu ery'okusatu.
The one who bases in the third heaven.
Nafuga eggulu lyonna n'ensi.
And he reigns through all heavens and earth.
Nga bwayogerwako mu Bakolinso ekyokubiri.
As is spoken in the second Corinthians.
12 olusooka pakulukuna.
That 12 from verses 1 to 4.
Era ne Matayo sura ya 28.
Even Matthew chapter 28.
18.
Verse 18.
Bwe yagamba ndi mpereddwa obuyinza mu ggulu ne ku nsi.
When he said I've been given power in heaven and earth.
Kali Mukama waffe bwatu bwali kabona asinga obukulu.
Now our Lord is like that the high priest.
Ow'eggulu n'ensi.
Of heavens and earth.
Nga Bebulaniya 4:14 bwegamba.
As the Hebrews 14 says.
Ba 16.
Hebrews 4:14.
Era amanyi bye tuyitamu byonna.
It knows everything we pass through. And he cares even up to today. Unto you and me. To see intercedes before the Father. He fulfills Romans 8:34. Up there interceding on our behalf. God to accept our calling.
And
gives us all the goodness we need. For every good work of faith. The promises in the Second Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 11 and even the authority the spirit of truth
is sent
to us provide us in those when he came long old in the Acts 2 verses 1-4 the Holy Spirit came down on this earth and he dwelt unto us and is ready to come within us written of him in the John 14 verse 15 up to 17. So we thank the spirit of truth. Him authority gets from birth of the Father.
And
what is of the Father is of Christ. And he tells them to
us.
And he gives us. And he reveals us.
As
spoken of him in the John 16. Starting from verse 12. Up to 15. And is one who fulfills 2 Peter. chapter 1 verse 3, when he said the holy power of God already gave us all we need in this life, in serving God, in moving to understand God. Now the truth, we thank him, God the Father, passing through his word Jesus and the Holy Spirit,
except
always to take care of us. Most to fulfill Psalms 104, verse 30, that he sent the Spirit that created and he renewed the face of
God.
Even now, see, he is renewing us. He renews us. For we are his workmanship, created in the Christ Jesus,
for
to good works that God ordained we move by them. As he said, Ephesians 2, verse 10. Now, see, the Holy Spirit tries to see,
and
he renews us every time. We get back to the plan of God, that we don't tail. Toil.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. It's really bear even our weakness. That you say you are failed on it. You want to come help you, you take it away. Is it sorrow failed to take it from your life? Failure and backsliding. The Holy Spirit is there. Make him your friend. You draw him close to you.
The
other he passed with the armies of angels who serve us. In them to our presence.
Let's
welcome angels with the mighty hand club. Yes. Tell them, come and serve me. And come, we minister together. To fulfill Hebrews chapter 1, verse 13 and 14. Angels are spirit saints coming to serve those to inherit salvation. And Revelations 22, verse 7 to 9. Angel Gabriel explained to John, and he tells him, we are workers with those, the prophets, those who keep the words of this book. The armies of angels are present.
Just
welcome them that come. You get diligent in the word and see the working of angels. In the Psalms 103, verse 20, the Bible says they are the mighty ones. Angels, the mighty ones, who fulfill the word of God. Right from now onwards, we are not going to retire.
And
the one who knew that 2 weeks after we shall rest, tell them you are no more weight resting.
We
are going to remain moving on.
We are
going to choose out 4 days in the week. Sure.
Wednesday,
Thursday, Friday, we fellowship.
Saturday,
Saturday, we come back on another place. We are not going to retire. Tell the one who knew we are just opening for a season. My. Unto the old we already begun. We were opening a great beginning.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So mugambe twakozechi.
Tell them with
witness.
Together with Pastor Samuel Newman.
Nomsum for Bible.
And our Bible reader, Teacher Jacob.
Tubagala nnyo mwenna.
We love you all.
Mulinya ya mukama wafe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Mwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Son of the living God.
Tusinzira mbuweereza buno.
We base in this ministry
obwo kumanya Katonda okujjudde.
Of the full knowledge of God.
Obuweereza mu nsi yonna.
Which ministers in the whole world.
Okusobola okulabika nga tukuwongera okukana.
The eighth part.
Ekyokuzza obujja abasinza Katonda mwenu mazima kwetu lensiona.
Towering those who worship God in the spirit and truth all over the world.
Yes, yebazi bwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Kitundu cha munana.
It's the eighth part.
Ekyokuzza obujja.
Of restoring.
Abasinza Katonda mwoyo ne mazima.
Those who worship God in the spirit and truth.
Era ngeno tujitwala nga part 2.
And this we take it as part 2.
Yokuitibwa kwensi. Okuweereza naye.
To minister with him.
Mulimu gwo gusemba kusema zinga wensi.
In his final work on this planet earth.
No mulimu ogwo.
And that work.
Nga ye revival.
It's the revival. And the last, as God spoke them in his prophets, were there from the beginning. As his word is in the Bible, that they be known the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever. Right there is a point where it involves restoring those who worship God in spirit and truth. In restoring all things in the heavens and earth, to be known the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever. And to restore in all things, it is done as we restore a gospel of salvation, the everlasting gospel of salvation, the gospel preached to all creations in heaven and earth, an intention of fighting and destroying the material gain gospel of the world and the selling of miracles, which has caused many to become enemies towards God as they fall in hell, and the world appears in many curses. Because it speaks in James chapter 4 verse 4 that the lust of this world, it's the enmity towards God. And those who preached material gain gospel of the world, they move on to make us enemies towards God. So we have to restore the everlasting gospel of salvation, gospel preached to all creations in heaven and earth, and that gospel is the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. As we reveal secrets of kingdom of heaven, and as we prepare all nations for the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the earth. But that he promised Matthew 24 verse 14, that on this gospel it will resume be preached in all nations, and then the end will come. It will be preached to be a witness,
then
and then the end will come.
Praise
Jesus
Christ.
So in restoring the gospel of salvation, the everlasting gospel, it's the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. As we reveal all secrets of kingdom of heaven, it enables us to restore
gospel music.
The gospel music, the worship and praise of God in spirit and truth, in the songs of gospel, for they are songs of the gospel. Anytime the gospel is restored, even songs are restored.
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ. But in this our eighth part, we will we were to see the arrangements of songs, the musicians, the instruments, those who dance, those who play before the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But there's an aspect people still ask in their hearts, and they say, we hear we have to worship God in spirit and truth. But let's get a summary of what it's all about.
Yes,
study all, but we've not gotten to understand this thing well.
So
before we study arrangement of songs, the musicians, the instruments, the dancers, even those who play before the Lord, let's first get explained of this issue, the way we worship God in spirit and truth. What does it mean and how is it done to worship God in spirit and truth? What does it mean and how is it done?
That
means when we enter arrangements, it will be easier way. The arrangements, those of the songs, the musicians, the instruments, the dancing,
even
those who play before the Lord. Praise Jesus
Christ.
Let's first get explained of this thing. Because we heard God seeks for people like those.
Yes,
we've come to speak of it as if we explain it to you. But the heart has remained not contented. I've not gotten explained to understand that. I want to understand it in the brief of it. We shall bring it ahead there. Praise Jesus much. To worship God in spirit and truth. What is it and how is it done?
It
means arrangement will be very interesting. Very sure. Praise Jesus much. For as we are reading in John chapter 4, verse 23 to 24, we heard of these words below.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, ngapo tuwasoko kuhulira.
So as we first heard,
as we
heard in John chapter 4, verse 23 to 24, and he says like this.
John chapter 4, verse
23.
Naye ekiseera kijja era kituuse abasinze amazima lwe banaasinzanga kitaffe mwoyo n'amazima, kubanga kitaffe anoonya abalinga abo okubeera ab'okumusinzanga.
But the hour comes and now is when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeks such to worship him. Verse 24.
Katonda gwe mwoyo, n'abo abamusinza kibagwanira okumusinzanga mwoyo n'amazima.
God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, but twawulira ekigambo ekyo,
so when we heard that word,
netugambibwa,
and we were told,
nti ekiseera kituuse,
that a time has come,
abasinza Katonda,
those who worship God,
balina okumusinza mwoyo n'emazima,
worship him in spirit and truth,
kubanga Katonda anoonya abalinga abo,
for God seeks such,
okubeera ab'okumusinza,
to be the ones to worship him.
N'agamba,
and he said,
nti Katonda gwe mwoyo,
that God is the spirit,
era n'abamusinza,
and those who worship him,
kibagwanira okumusinza mwoyo n'emazima.
Rather than worship him in spirit and truth. And we wanted to get explained of that. This word worshiping.
Is it
only on the part of pray, worship or even the praise? And how is it? Because we hear in the word praise. Worship. We hear in the word worship. Praise does it not appear in spirit? And we praise him in spirit. And then we worship in spirit.
And then tuyimba nga tuli mwoyo.
And then we sing when we are in spirit.
Nyimba ziri eza gospel.
The songs of gospel.
Era.
And
tuyimba eza amaloboozi nga tuli mwoyo.
And we sing the hymn songs when we are in the spirit.
Yes, yebazi bwenyu.
Praise Jesus much.
Ekigambo ekyo kigenda wa.
That word, where does it go?
Era kikoma wa.
And where does it end?
Yes, yebazi bwenyu.
Praise Jesus much.
Kubanga tulina okubeera mwoyo era ne mazima.
Because we have to be in the spirit even in the truth.
Naye ababeera mwoyo be babeera.
But those who are in the spirit, how do they appear?
Abakulemberamu mwoyo mutukuvu,
those led by the Holy Spirit,
iraba kulemberamu atia.
And how does he lead them?
Iraba beerabati mazima.
And how do they appear to be in truth?
Yes, yebazi bwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Bosoma ba Galatia.
When you read Galatians.
Ba Galatia sura yokusatu.
Galatians chapter 3.
Ayogera bwati.
He speaks like this.
Aba Galatia sura yokusatu n'olunyiryo lusoka.
Galatians chapter 3 from verse 1.
Mwaba Galatia abatalina magezi aniye yabaloga songa Yesu Kristo yakomererwanga mulaba.
Gena masha.
Olinyolo kubiri.
Galatians chapter 3 verse 1.
Aba Galatia suli yokusatu nolinyiro lusoka.
Galatians 3 verse 1.
Mwaba Galatia abatalina magezi aniye yabaloga songa Yesu Kristo yakomererwanga mulaba.
O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been openly set forth, crucified among you. Verse
2. This
only would I learn of you. Received you the Spirit by the works of the law, or by hearing of faith? Verse 3.
Bwe mutewe mutalina magezi abasokera moyo kakati mutukirizibwa mu mubiri.
Are you now so foolish, having begun in the spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? Yes.
Bwe tubanga twatandikira mu moyo,
if we began in the spirit,
kakati ate ntumalira mu mubiri,
and then we end up in the flesh, is that not foolishness?
Okumalira mubiri kitegeeza.
To end in the flesh, what does it mean?
Kubanga agambye,
for he has said,
yeye agatu musinze ngatuli mwoyo,
want us worship him in the spirit and we are in the truth.
Kakati agamba,
now he said,
ndio omuntu eyava mu mwoyo,
a person who began in the spirit,
eyava mu mwoyo,
who left, came out of the spirit,
asibira mu mubiri,
he ends in the flesh,
ngakola ebyo omubiri bibegomba,
he does the things of the lusts of the flesh.
Era omuntu oyo w'omubiri,
and that person in the flesh,
ebyo omwoyo tabikkiriza,
they don't accept spiritual things.
Kati twagala okwetegereza,
we want to analyze,
bwe kibanga twatandikirako mu mwoyo,
if we have ever begun in the spirit,
nga ddala twaliko mu mwoyo nga tusinza Katonda,
did we tendereza, ever been in the spirit, worship, praise God,
Katonda,
as we praise God,
twabeeranga tutya,
how were we?
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kubanga agamba.
Because he says.
Abantu abava mu mwoyo.
People who left the spirit.
Bamalira mubiri.
They end in the flesh.
Era nemaliza nga batendereza Katonda nga bya mubiri.
And praising God when they are in the flesh.
Nga bya kusinza bya mubiri.
It's worship of the flesh.
Kubanga buli lwova mu mwoyo.
Anytime you depart from spirit, you end in the flesh.
Naye abasibira mu mubiri babera
batya. Those who end in the flesh, how do they appear?
Era ne tusoba bara batyanga bano mutufu wadde batendereza.
How can we spot them at this even though they praise and even though they worship?
Naye tebali mu mwoyo.
But they are not in spirit.
Era tebali mu mazima.
And they are not in the truth.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kubanga abatandikira mu mwoyo.
For those who began in spirit.
Engeri je basala ne badda mu mubiri.
The way they cross end up in the flesh.
Waliwo obubeera
wa. There is a problem which is involved there.
Kubanga bwe twakomolebwa.
For when we got circumcised.
Twayambulwa omuntu owedda.
We unclosed the old man.
Nebikolwa bye.
Even his actions.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Tulioka tubeera abasinza Katonda mwoyo ne mazima.
We appeared to worship God in the spirit and truth.
Kakati ugera kulaba awe ebiri awo wakati
awo. Now you're going to see things involved in the midst there.
Kubanga era kiddamu mu Philippians sura yokusatu.
Still repeats it in the Philippians chapter 3.
No nyolokusatu nga agamba bwati.
And the verse 3 as he says this.
Abafilipi esule yokusatu n'olunyiriri olwokusatu.
Philippians chapter 3 verses 3.
Kubanga fe tuli abekomola abasinza kuba omwoyo gwa Katonda. Abenyumiriza mu Kristo Yesu. Era abateesiga mubiri.
For we are the circumcision who worship God in the spirit and rejoice in Jesus Christ and have no confidence in the flesh. Yes.
Agamba nti kubanga ffe tuli abaakomolebwa.
We are those circumcised.
So kukomola okw'ekikuta.
The circumcision of the flesh.
Naye okw'ekikuta eky'ebitundu
by'ekyo. The foreskin of the private part.
Naye nga twayambula omuntu owedda n'ebikolwa bye.
Unclothed the old man with his actions.
Ne tusalawo ne tuyingira ne tugenda tukulemberwamu omwoyo omutukuvu.
Decided to go be led by the Holy Spirit.
Amanyidde ddala okwagala kwa Katonda.
Who knows well the will of God.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
Kubanga agambira,
because he
said,
we have no confidence in the flesh, we are circumcised.
Abasinza,
who worship
Katonda mu mwoyo.
God in the spirit.
Eranga twenyumiriza mu Kristo.
And rejoice in the Christ.
Eranga tetwesiga mu biri
kuno. We have no confidence in this
Kubanga,
flesh.
Kubanga abana abera mu mwoyo.
For those to be in spirit.
Erabatendereze Katonda nga bali mu mwoyo.
They praise God when they are in the spirit.
Bamusinze nga bali mu mwoyo.
They worship him when they are in the spirit.
Ne mu mazima.
Even in truth.
Batekeddwa okubanga ebyomubiri babivaako okukungamizibwa okwegomba kw'omubiri.
Have left the guidance of desires of the body.
Era nga basalawo ne beewaayo okukulemberwamu omwoyo omutukuvu.
And they decide to commit themselves be led by the Holy Spirit.
Era ekigambo okukulemberwamu omwoyo omutukuvu olwooza kiyinza kuba kikomawo.
And the word being led by the Holy Spirit, you think, where does it end?
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kubanga
because
tuwulira nnyo mu Baruumi.
We hear most in Romans.
Mu Baruumi esula eno ey'8:14.
Romans 8 verse 14.
Nga agamba bw'ati.
And he says like this.
Abaruumi esula ey'8 n'olunyiriri olw'14.
Romans chapter 8 verse 14.
Kubanga bonna abakulemberwa omwoyo gwa Katonda. Abo be baana ba Katonda.
For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Yes.
Bonna abakulemberwa omwoyo gwa Katonda.
All those led by the Spirit of God.
Abo be baana ba Katonda.
They are the sons of God.
Yes, he has been.
Praise Jesus much.
Kati omwoyo ono.
Now this spirit, when he has led us, we have already departed from the flesh and we've entered in the spirit. For we no more be led by the lusts of the flesh, the lusts of the eyes, and the pride of this life.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
We are going to do as the Spirit speaks and as he has led us. For him alone knows the things of God.
Yes, he has
praise Jesus
much.
And him alone still enters us in the truth. For he is called the Spirit of Truth. Yes. Now to worship in spirit and truth, the Spirit leads you, but leads you in the truth of the word. In the scriptures of truth. Yes. And you are in spirit and in truth.
Yes, he has
praise Amen. Jesus much. Are we together?
Agambye bonna bakola ki?
He has said all those led by the Spirit of God. They are the sons of God. But the way he leads us, I've said him alone knows the things of God. And the things of God, they are the truth. In the truth, they are the holy scriptures. And then we appear be in truth. That truth we are into the Holy Spirit. The Holy Scriptures is the Christ.
in whom we have faith, we rejoice over. You know when you read the First Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 up to 11, we see they have to be revealed us by the Holy Spirit. Let's repeat, we say.
First
Corinthians chapter
2, verses 9.
But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Verse 10. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God.
Verse 11.
For what man knows the things of a man, except the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knows no man but the Spirit of God. Yes. Now it is like this. To worship God in spirit, we are led by the Holy Spirit. And we no more follow what the flesh speaks, what the eyes see, that the body lusts over, and the pride of this life. We no more follow them. But we listen to the Spirit of God. Now, to be led by the Spirit of God, you may not see steps of the Holy Spirit that is led you physically. That where is steps you put a step that is leading me physically. Where steps I step. Praise Jesus Christ. But to be led by the Spirit of Truth, He has to bring out for us the will of God that we move by it. As you find in the First Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 to 10, that those eyes have not seen, the ears have never heard, have never entered in a human heart. Those gods prepared for those who love him, that we reveal them to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit such as even the deep things of God. Praise Jesus much. For no man knows the things of another except the spirit of man in him. Even that's the spirit of God. So what knows the things of God? Now, in leading us in the will of God, he is chief in it. And him, the spirit who drives us to enter us in truth, in the truth of the word. Have you understood me well? That's why it's called the Spirit of Truth. We cannot say that we worshipped in truth, but we were not in spirit. It's impossible. You can't say I was in the spirit, yet I'm not in the truth. It is impossible. That is the Spirit of Truth. The truth in the Word of God. The truth of the Scriptures. No way you separate him with the Scriptures. There's no way. You can't tell me the Spirit guided you and there are no Scriptures. It's impossible. In John chapter 6, verse 63, he speaks as he says this. John chapter 6, verse 63. It is the Spirit that giveth life. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Yes. The Holy Spirit is always separated from the Scriptures. The Scriptures of truth. For one called the Spirit of Truth and His truth, they are the Scriptures.
Yes.
Kati bwe tukulembe bwe tuba tusinza Katonda mwoyo.
If you worship God in spirit,
tuba tukulembe mwoyo.
We are led by the Holy Spirit in His fullness.
Yes,
praise
mwoyo.
Jesus much.
Na ye, but ye ya tuvuga.
He is the one who drives us.
Netuga katumuyi tuyingide tumusinza nemu mazima.
Enter now worship Him in the truth.
Ya tutwala mazima gebya wandi.
The one who takes us in the truth of the scriptures.
Kakati abantu bagamba.
Now people who say
Katonda anonya abasinza mwoyo nemu mazima.
That God seeks for those who worship in the spirit and truth.
Babira bakulembedwa mwoyo mtukuvu bujuvu.
They are led by the Holy Spirit in His fullness. The seven spirits. And the seven eyes of God sent in the old heart. And that spirit reveals them truth of all scriptures.
And
they worship when they are in spirit and in the truth of the scriptures. Is it not that? Now John, chapter 14. Verse 16. He speaks as he says this. John chapter 14, verse 16.
Nange ndisaba kitange, naye alibawo omubeezi omulala, abeerenga nammwe emirembe n'emirembe.
And I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever.
Verse 17. Omwoyo w'amazima, ensi bwe teyinza kukkiriza. Kubanga temulaba, so temumanyi. Mumumumanyi, kubanga abeera gye muli, era anaabanga mummwe.
Even the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees Him not, neither knows Him. But you know Him, for He dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. Yes. Have you heard well? That to be led by the Spirit or to worship God in spirit, we are led by the Holy Spirit in His fullness, the seven spirits
and
the seven eyes of God set in the old heart.
But
still is the Spirit of Truth who reach us in the truth, the truth of the Holy Scriptures. Appear we are led by Him in the form of Scriptures of Truth. Yes. There's no way He leads us
and
not in the Scriptures of Truth.
He
is the Spirit of Truth of the Scriptures.
Have
you understood me well? Always when you ask,
how does
a person worship God in spirit? It means when he's led by the Holy Spirit.
It's
no more led by the flesh. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of this life. Praise Jesus much. By the Holy Spirit in His fullness, the seven spirits, and the seven eyes of God. Himself takes this person in truth of the scriptures, sure, and reveals them to Him, and He begins to worship and is in spirit and still is in the truth of the scriptures. Are we together? You first explain it to the one who is next to you.
That
to worship God in spirit, it means this as they have explained it. And to worship in truth, it also means like this.
At least in a few minutes,
we got an understanding, and then we move on to get explained. Have they explained it well?
Explain it.
Have they explained well? Let's explain. Amen. Amen.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now, always you may be hearing that word that is those who worship Him in the spirit and truth.
Yet
what it means, it's like this. People who worship and they are in spirit, they are led by the Holy Spirit and not their body of flesh. As they see, or as they feel, or as they want, or as the pride of this life. Not. They are led by the Holy Spirit in His fullness, the seven spirits, and the seven eyes of God.
Now,
is one who takes them in truth of the Holy Scriptures. For Him is the Spirit of Truth, and the truth is of the Scriptures, which speak of truth who is known as Christ. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Angel Gabriel,
we are visiting
Daniel chapter 10.
Daniel yesule yekumi noru nyiriri ura makumi abiri.
Daniel chapter 10 verse 20.
Narioka yogeranti omanche mvude njija jori. Nekaka nadayo kwa nano omulangiro webu perusi. Erabu indiva yo laba omulangiro webu yonani alija.
Then said he, know you why I come unto you, and now I will return to fight with the prince of Persia. And when I have gone forth, lo, the prince of Greece shall come.
Verse 21.
But I will show you that which is noted in the scripture of truth, and there is none that upholds me in these things but Michael, your prince. Yes. He told him, I want to tell you what's noted in the scriptures of truth. Now when they say that the spirit of truth, they are saying the spirit of the scriptures of truth. Praise Jesus much.
Now,
if you will worship God, if you will praise God, you are the spirit and truth, and still you will worship God and you are the spirit and the truth. Yes.
But
if you will sing for God,
let's
say like gospel band music,
or
those we call which instruct the ones of the world, or those of love, and they are in the spirit and truth,
or
those of the hymns,
or
the songs of the melody, and they are in the spirit and truth, it means you have to be led by the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In his fullness, the seven spirits of God.
For
him alone knows the things God wants. And those God wills, they were put in the truth of his words, the scriptures of truth.
Now
himself is the spirit of truth, the spirit of the scriptures of truth.
Uh-huh.
Very clear.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much. Now there's no way you say that we worship God when we are in the spirit and we are in truth, and the spirit is no one who was led in his fullness, that he can reveal to you the truth of the Holy Scriptures, through which you have to base as you worship. Yes. Are we together? You know he's the one who gathered them? You know Bible says that what is most sure, we have the words of prophecy. For this prophecy never spoke as they willed.
Yes.
But they spoke what came from God, as they were led by the Holy Spirit. Remember, he's the one who brought them. He's the one who brought the scriptures. Let us read, we see.
Peter, Chokobiri, Esule Soka, Norinidi, Orekumino Menda.
2 Peter, chapter 1, from verse 19.
Erech singo bunyevo, Tulinech Gambe Chobu Nabi. Mokola Burunji, Okchira Vecho, Ngeta Bazi Yakira Mchfecha Chizikiza. Oktu so would de, Beburicha, Emunya Nyekeso would de, Neyaka Mumitima Jamui.
We have also a more sure word of prophecy, to which you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Verse
20.
Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of one's own interpretation. Verse
21. Naye abantu bayogeranga ebyava eri Katonda nga bakulembeddwa omwoyo omutukuvu.
For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, But holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Sure. What is most sure? We have the word of prophecy. We do well to see it as a light which shineth in darkness.
Now,
light in the darkness of lies of Satan. As we first understood that, every scripture written down of prophecy, it's the entire Bible. It's not the prudent human wisdom. But in the wisdom of God,
yes,
praise Jesus much. That because prophets did not spoke what they wanted, but they spoke what came from God as they were moved by the Holy Spirit.
It
means the Holy Spirit himself already revealed the will of God when he revealed the scriptures of truth. His things God would have willed them to be how? If it's praising him, worshipping him, singing for him, how would we have sung? Say, now I want you to do that when you are in spirit.
To meaning
when you are led by the Holy Spirit in his fullness. The seven spirits of God.
And
how does he lead us? That is the spirit of truth.
And
the truth of the scriptures. Now he leads to as the scriptures are. For him and the scriptures are not different. They pass together. Have you understood me well? And don't deceive yourself, the Spirit led you. When things you do have not scriptures backing them well. Have you understood me well? If you have understood me, explain to that your neighbor, tell them, never deceive yourself that the Spirit of God led you. When what you speak or what you do
is
not established in the truth of the word of God, in the truth of the scriptures, because the Holy Spirit and the scriptures, they have never differed, they are the same.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Hey,
that your brother was not come, they are missing a lot.
You're
going to make a phone call to them.
Tell
them we began to read at the synagogue.
Yes, you ever
praise Jesus much.
So
the truth is like this. All you would have wanted to know about God, the truth of God, the scriptures of truth, all the Spirit gathered them. God spoke, the Spirit gathered them. That is the way you say that I'm doing the will of God, yet they are not scriptures. It's impossible. These we've arranged praises as we see, that worship us as we see. Praise Jesus much. They should not appear the way we see. Praise Jesus. Let's read Isaiah 34, verse 16. Isaiah chapter 34, verse 16.
Tewaliba ekiribulwa kinnaakyo, kubanga akamwa kange ke kalagidde.
Seek you from out of the book of the Lord and read. Not one of these shall fail, none shall lack her meat. For my mouth has commanded it, and his spirit has gathered them. Yes. Seek in the book of the Lord and read. None of them will lack their meat, because the mouth of God spoke that I want this.
And
the Holy Spirit gathered all scriptures.
Said,
this is what God wills. Praise Jesus much. Now, when it reached to this worshipping him, the entire will he indicated it in the Bible. Don't deceive us. You know, there are people who claim they are in the Spirit, yet they are not in the scriptures.
Oh.
My. You are on a problem. The Holy Spirit has never differed from scriptures of truth. Because He is the Spirit of truth. And the truth they out of the scriptures. My goodness. This issue is very serious. Very serious. You know we are Jesus saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life. But he too is saying, me to be the truth. All the scriptures speak of me, I am the truth. Sure.
You
read John 14 verse 6. And you see.
John chapter 14
verse
6.
Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. He is the way, the truth, and the life.
I'm not
going to first explain concerning life and the way.
I want to
tell you of his part, and he is the truth. How we go worship, enter in Jesus' worship when we are in the Spirit, led by the Holy Spirit in His fullness, and we are in the truth. He is Jesus. As we worship the Father, and He accepts us. Yes. These criteria, they are very important. Are we together? When we in the Spirit, led by the Holy Spirit in His fullness,
if we
are in the truth of the Scriptures, and is Jesus, and we worship God, the Father, and we are accepted.
Hmm.
Have you read me well?
That is
John 14 verse 6. Now we want out this truth.
It's
the Christ, the Scriptures. Because in the John chapter 5, verse 49, he speaks of the scriptures like this. John chapter 5, verses 39.
Byawandikibwa kubanga mwe mulowooza nti mu byo mulina obulamu obutaggwaawo n'ebyo bye bitegeeza ebyange.
Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And they are they which testify of me. Yes.
Just
testify of Christ Jesus. When they say the Spirit of truth, they say the Spirit of Christ.
The Christ,
they are these scriptures. Yes. Now you see. Sure. Now to worship in spirit,
or
you're led by the Spirit by His fullness, and is the Spirit of truth. And the truth, they are the scriptures. And those scriptures, they are the Christ. And then you worship the Father, and He accepts you. You know why He accepts you? You know, in the John 15, verse 7, Jesus said, if you want to prove you are in Him,
Mazima,
the truth, His words have to be within you. There are people who think to be in Jesus, what does it mean? Maybe you just force yourself into Him physically like that, and you enter in Jesus like that. It's not like that. Into being
in
the now to abide in the Christ and the truth, it's the same. For the scriptures are within you. Let's read this, John. John chapter 15, verse 7.
If you abide in me,
and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Yes. You know, you see. Christ is the truth. And the truth, they are the scriptures which speak of him. And then when they are within us, and we abide in him, and we are in the truth. Something you've got to understand. Many people say they are in the Christ, yet they are not within him. For those in Christ, they are in truth. And those when they are in the truth, they have scriptures within them. There are those who say that those are great spiritual things. They need those mature in spirit. How do you measure that this one is mature in spirit? They grow taller, they get shorter, they get fat. Praise Jesus much. To get revelation is the main thing. But it's not upon who is mature in spirit. Revelation go to any person. For it is to reveal. Even a young, if you reveal them something, they understand it. No one you tell me that gospel is those for mature in the spirit. Maybe when there is no revelation in it. For those matured, it needs them join a lot of things you speak which are not clear. If they involve revelation, bringing understanding, even the young, they understand them. Sure. Haven't you understood still? Haven't you understood that worship God in spirit? It's be led by the Holy Spirit in His fullness. The seven spirits of God.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And that spirit is the spirit of truth. And the truth
they
are the scriptures of truth which speak of the truth, Jesus Christ. In whom we are as we worship the Father. I want to give a secret. We all pass through one spirit to access the Father.
Still
we pass through one veil of the body of Christ to access the Father. It means
we are
in the spirit and we introduce Jesus.
We worship
the Father life above the heavens.
How
to take a step? Understand how do I appear be in the spirit?
And
how am I in the truth? That the Father will hear the praise.
Will
hear the worship.
Will
hear the songs. Yes. Now that step of
understanding.
Let's enter in the spirit to take praise to the Father.
We are
going to pass the spirit. We pass the truth. We reach the Father. Let us move.
We
are the movement to reach the Father. Ephesians 2 verse 18 speaks like this. Ephesians chapter 2 verses 18.
Nti kubanga kubwoyo fefembi tulina okusembera kwa ferichitafe mu moyo omu.
For through him we both have access by one spirit unto the Father.
Yes.
But we pass through spirit. Being led by the Holy Spirit. We head on to the Father. Access the Father. Have you seen? And that there, we are of his household. We worship him. You are worthy of the praise above the heavens. Amen.
Since
you have understood to worship in spirit, means to be led by the Holy Spirit in his fullness, the spirit of truth. And the truth of the scriptures which speak
on
the truth Jesus Christ. Have you understood me well?
When
we pass there, we reach straight access the Father. But we pass through spirit first. Yes.
And
we enter in the household, which makes up heavens
and earth.
Some of them are not going to enter in them much. And then we worship him who bases above the heavens. For heaven is his throne, and earth is his footstool. What house can we build for him?
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus much.
Kakati Efeso 2:18.
Now Ephesians 2:18.
Tuita mu mwoyo.
We pass through spirits.
Oku accessinga kitafu.
To access the Father.
Bora ituma rato kuita mwoyo.
After we pass through spirits.
Tuma yetuita mu Kristo
Yesu. We eventually pass through Christ Jesus. Yes.
Nga ye mazima.
And he is the truth.
Agebya wali.
Of the scriptures.
Etuguka eri kitafu.
And we reach unto the Father.
Eterno ni mbera wali wenyine ku namorondo
ye. Praise will be right at his throne.
Kibura bibura ni ya 10 aga.
That's why Hebrews 10 says.
Ife fenaka tushobolo sembere eri kitafu.
We all can draw to the Father.
Ngatuita mukube pieri atuterwa.
Passing through the one way which was put before us. It is the body of Christ.
Ge mazima ge bya wali.
It is the truth of the scriptures.
Katusome bibura ni ya.
Let's read Hebrews.
Abebraniya esule ye 10 n'olunyiriri ole 19.
Hebrews chapter 10 verses 19.
Kala aboluganda bwetuli n'obugumu okuyingira mu kifo kitukuvu olw'omusaayi gwa Yesu.
Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus.
Olunyiriri 20.
Verse 20.
Mukubo lyetukubira erijja eddamu eriyita mu jjiji gwe mubiri gwe.
By a new and living way which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say his flesh. Verse 21. And having a high priest over the house of God. Verse
22.
Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled with an evil spirit, having our hearts sprinkled with an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with the pure water. Yes. The thing has always been easy. That to take our praise, the worship, to singing for God. Even as we sing for his people. For he says, our ministry, most of it, when we reach it to him, we pass it through his people and the spirit.
But
that thing to put in spirit and truth. Still, there's another big word he tries to tell us. And he says that,
no,
pass through spirit. Through him is where you should pass what you sent me here. They will be filtered as they pass through the truth, Jesus Christ. And they reach unto me when they are perfected.
Think
it's about the way it's arranged. I first passed in the summer of it.
For
I would have shown you the steps the praise lifts, rises up from this earth. To pass it through the Holy Spirit. It passed through all the heavens. And it goes above the heavens. Yet those who sing it, they are on this world. And it goes up to above the heavens where the Father is. Praise Jesus much. It's been a word not so hard always. Just he has been saying. Ephesians 2:18. We all. We have access.
To
the Father. Passing through one spirit.
In
the Hebrews 10.
Through
the new way which was put before us.
Through
the body of Christ. That is the truth of the scriptures. For him is the truth.
It's
something not so hard per se. But just to get revelation. Are we together? You've moved to understand it?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So that word, it is not so hard. How do we worship God in spirit and truth? Just you needed to get revelation. That to worship God in spirit means to be led by the Holy Spirit in his fullness. In that spirit is the spirit of truth. In that truth, they are the scriptures of truth. In the scriptures of truth, they speak of the truth, Jesus Christ. And then we worship the Father.
You
know, Jesus says in the John chapter
14,
no one can come to the Father except when they pass through me.
And
we thought, how do we pass through him? Jesus, where is he? We pass through him. And we enter to the Father. Those are the steps they put for us. Let's read this, John. John chapter 14, verses 6.
Yesu namugamba nti, nze kubo namazima n'obulamu. Tewalia jeri chitange, wabulanga ita monze.
Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father, but by me. Yes. Pastor Spirit to preach to the Father. Yet in the midst there, when you entered Spirit, you reached the next door, Jesus. That is the truth. The scriptures and they open you access the Father. You worship him. You praise him. Give him praise.
Amen.
Katibanja bata tusankwa denesa no kusinza kwa
men have never reached even their worship to the God of the Father. No, no, no. He shuts them out all of them.
He shuts
out a prayer when sorrow is struck you.
He
says, who is it tramples my cause?
I'll
not listen to your prayers. He shuts them out. But you know what Spirit does?
But
come here, we've come to worship the Father.
We've
come to thank his word, Jesus, and his Holy Spirit. What happens? What the Holy Spirit does? Before we start
or
praise or worship, he first says, Father, accept my
grace,
accept my worship.
And
they go to Christ to it, Father, accept their praise. It's in the Spirit.
The Spirit,
they are in the Spirit, have led them. I've led them in the Spirit of wisdom in the world, in the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of
custom.
They are not going to worship what angers you.
Open
hearken to their praise.
They
raised to Christ in his
ascension.
Oh Father, they
have
been led by the Holy Spirit. They have brought here in the truth where I am. Be as true.
I am,
and what they worship is truthful.
Accept
them, O Lord.
They are in the truth.
Be original to your son, whom you love most.
That's why they say
have to pass through Spirit as it leads you.
You think
everything make noise on the world, God lay a heart upon it. When he sees there's no meaning, he shuts them out, all of them. If he shuts out the prayers and you are in your sorrow,
if you
don't understand them, you're making noise, he shuts them out.
Because
worship the Father, the Father. The one true God, the Father of all. In Romans chapter
8,
verse
26,
the Spirit there is in intercession. Before we start praising, and
assure
him, I me was led them. Sure.
I've led them
in the Spirit of wisdom. They have the wisdom in the words.
It's
the truth, you are Jesus. Him you wrote of in the scriptures. They make intercessions.
Open
up in the praise to start. And the Father opened up already.
He is
ready to listen. And
he
begins to tell Christ, give them this.
Send
the Spirit, give them this. Lose them, heal them, change them, transform them. After
give
them power. Give them.
But
you can't praise and you live when you sweated in vain. God has not accepted it.
Yeah.
Are we together?
Sumberisa.
Pastor Lisa.
Chichi.
What?
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much.
Everything
he just accepts to listen to them. God has many things to listen to. And not just to listen to everything.
Even
the president read many letters to him. Some of them, many words they have written. Why did you bring this letter here? And there is an office where they take them to remove those important ones. The president will be angered to read this. They put aside. It should not reach him. Even the president in the world.
You
don't just take him every musician. You think everything you sing the Father will listen to it?
If
that's how you do to your leaders, how more him?
And he said
this musician will take him to the president. Though the president has a birthday, we cannot take a musician thing to think to the president. You first begin to choose out some. Every noise you make on the world, God listens that you sing to him. Take away your wearing of your songs.
Are
we out those worshippers praise us? We all let's order that thing, correct it. Musicians are with there. And you lead musicians every place, any place. Let us correct these things. We are in revival. What when you play your harps which have no meaning to God?
I serve the living God. The only wise.
When you do foolish things like that, in Romans 8:26,
mm-hmm.
Let us read we here. Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our weakness. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought to, but the Spirit himself makes intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Verse 27. And he that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercessions for the holy ones according to the will of God. Yes. He comes such in our hearts. Remember, he leads us and is unto us and is within us.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Such as he sees your okay, children me leading them.
Other
the end, the truth. Makes decision, say, Father, they are going to praise. These are the songs I gave them.
There
is the Father of creations.
They
are going to worship him in the spirit. He too knows of the songs we are going to praise him.
Imagine,
does he know your songs and in intercession? What he has to introduce in the songs we are to praise through or to worship through? To worship God.
And
cannot speak them before God.
Now,
brethren, the choir
and
he cannot explain them.
When he explains
what concerns you in your heart, you cannot be accepted before even you sing. There is to be a song is accepted.
Yet
the musician is not accepted. For if God rejects,
can
first reject you as it is to Cain.
For
if he rejected Cain with his offering.
kakati omwe mtu kubwa aba ino kugamba
abana
bano tata
bakulembedde
mu bulungi
basezze
empisa ezensi
bakyusiza
obutafaananyizi bwansi
ero
balaba bwe bambadde
ne
munda bwe bali bwe batyo
kungulu
bambadde bulungi
emitima giri
mirongoofu
naye
agenda okunyonnyola
My God.
Tata,
and he remembers.
Son of Son, I am bad.
Son of Son is coming badly.
You
musician, as they explain what God does not want to hear of your song. You reject you with your offering.
Kakati tuba tulinotekane kwaye bwana gambe mu
arrangement. That's why I told you the arrangement is coming.
Arrangement
is
enyimba abayimbi
the musicians.
Ebivuga
abazinyi
n'abazinyi na maso ka mukama.
Ngabo
tuli abatendereza n'abasinza.
Praisers and worshipers.
Kubanga yo moyo rutandika. Kugamba nzemba kulembedde mu ngabo tuzi tusoma.
Let them as we become studying.
I know kwa nolo kaka.
He has to have proof to back that.
Emitima mukama.
The heart is not.
I have cleansed the thing. But
they have left it.
Kumbe chiri.
Yet.
Atandika tanga je
chiri. How dare he begins when the sin is within you?
Kare bamba de mumoyo.
They have closed the spirit.
Bakusiza mu
HD. They have filled in on the
mibiri
jabu. Even their bodies.
Kumbe mibiri.
Yet their bodies.
Gloria gloria nga. Ayamba de kamini.
Gloria glory is clothed the miniskirt with her heels like that.
Umoyagena kunyonyola bagendo standere.
Going to expect those who are going to worship praise.
Aya.
My.
Tata wana na
kutanyonyola. It does not explain anything.
Iraga machitafe yongero galewo.
You shut
up.
Don't hear what they sing and get angered of them.
Nolio ko kubensi ne tikolimo.
Meet the world with a
curse. Galawo galawo.
You shut the heavens.
Aya. Yes, you must
praise Jesus much.
Never know if you know what name you
are. Things
so cool.
You
get him
in the brethren, but ask
the
Father, when does he accept us? As they get to explain. My goodness.
I think about it. It's so come.
Corinthians 6:19 and 20.
We
honor God with the spirit of the bodies. He begins in the spirits.
I
remember your field of immorality in the heart. Stubbornness. What about your body? Mama. As he sees, the one who plays the keyboard, he has rasta hair like of that bird which has the hair up there. And he closed damage trousers, and they're all falling in the palm.
Disappointed
in his heart. You shut the heaven. Don't see this even.
You need
to make the spirit stammer in his intercession.
What
speak about you as nothing.
Not
even explain the song you're going to lead.
Did
you see the Father already rejected you? Even your offering.
The fruit,
praise the fruits of your mouth. And they are rejected. Now there Jesus who is in Romans 8:34. He just keeps silent. You are not in truth of his words. The truth of the scriptures. If you appear like that, even the spirit cannot even hearken to his voice there. Christ says, "My Father should not hear you even you speak about that. Let it end to me here."
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much. Let's read Romans 8:34.
Abalumi esule yomunana nolunyiriri olwasatu mwenya.
Romans 8:34.
Ani alibasalira omusango? Kristo Yesu yafa oba okusinga eyazuukira ali ku mukono ogwa ddyo ogwa Katonda era tuwoleriza.
Who is he that condemns? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercessions for us. Yes. If Christ rejects you, then all the rest condemn you. They say no worthy. Now when the intercession passed through the Spirit as we've heard, we are led by the Spirit in His fullness to worship God in spirit. And we are led by the Spirit of truth. Take us in the truth of the Holy Scriptures. That we can be the truth called Christ Jesus. Then we reach to the Father. Now these two are there to make those intercessions. The Spirit based on the earth sends in the heavens up to the third heaven where Christ Jesus is. And Christ adds it up to above the heavens. Father, open. They are bringing a praise. They are bringing a sacrifice of praise. Fruits of the mouth.
They say the musician is
going to lead today. There
is
evangelist Nawandagala. There is Pastor Shalom. There is
Pastor Abel.
Pastor Abel. They are bringing a praise. Now Pastor Abel, he honors you in the spirit. As he sees, he has confusions. Let's leave him.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Amen. Much.
Don't you think
all things move just as we think in our minds? They are in arrangements of God. And not just as we think. They are in the arrangements of God. Praise Jesus much. So thus,
to
be able to worship God in spirit, we have to be led by the Holy Spirit in His fullness, the seven spirits of God. And is the Spirit of truth.
And
that truth, the Holy Scriptures.
And
that truth, the Holy Scriptures. They speak of Christ, the real truth. And when we pass through those, we access straight the praising, the worship, singing with God. To reaching above the heavens. If it's not that, then things are still failed under the sun. Because he spoke saying that those in the flesh, they cannot please him. We shall add on, get explained of them. Those in the flesh, they cannot please God.
It
loves joy as we give Him praise. Now He wants us to be led by the Holy Spirit.
And
we are in the truth of the word. Now we want most to understand this Holy Spirit and His fullness and the truth of the Spirit. How do they move? Because in the Spirit Himself, out of Him came all the Scriptures.
It means
we have Scriptures of the Spirit of wisdom. And He said there is no wisdom. And there are no musicians of wisdom until they have wisdom in the Word of God. That part.
That's
what we want to come back
to.
Let's first go take a praise, see whether it will be accepted.
You
think where we stood, will it be accepted?
The
Spirit already began to intercede. Even Christ Father open. But we take a praise of truth. Now tomorrow let's come early. This sunshine despises it. Yes. It will begin to listen to you. When it clocks the night hour, the cloud will cover the space.
Amen.
But if you show fear of it, yet they send it to serve you,
it
be there lighting upon you. The more you show responsibility, he puts clouds there. Praise Jesus much.
So tomorrow
we shall see the Holy Spirit in His fullness and the Scriptures of truth. Let's first take a praise in the worship we see. Did he open already?
Amen.
Amen.
Atuanize choir.
Let's welcome the choir.
Esobola okujja etwale mmaso.
Can come to take us forward.
Muri nyenya mukama wa
Yesu. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Mwana wa Katonda.
Son of the living God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.